Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 83, Planning a Business Luncheon. You're listening to episode 83 of English as a Second Language Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful, for the most part, Los Angeles, California. If you're looking for a podcast that is a little more advanced than this one to improve your English, be sure to check out English Through Stories at EnglishThroughStories.com. Today's podcast is going to be about planning a business lunch or a business luncheon. Let's eat. One of my co-workers, Betty, was retiring this month after working for the company 23 years. I was put in charge of planning a retirement lunch in her honor at a restaurant nearby. The company was picking up the tab, and it was up to me to set a day and time. After asking the people in the department and finding out their availability, I called the restaurant to make a reservation.
Bruno's?
Hi, I'm calling from NYCA Corporation. We would like to hold a business lunch at the restaurant.
Oh, certainly. I'm Linda, the manager. I can help you with that. How many will there be in your party?
There will be about 18 people.
Okay. For a party that size, we have a separate banquet room in the back.
Is there an extra charge to reserve the room?
No, as long as you can guarantee at least 15 guests, there is no extra charge.
That's great. I'd like to go ahead and reserve the room then for Friday, December 2nd at around noon. This is a retirement party, and we'd like to bring a cake for the guest of honor and some bottles of champagne. Will that be acceptable?
The cake is no problem at all. But we do charge a corkage fee of $15 a bottle for any alcohol not purchased from the restaurant.
Oh, that's fine.
Great. I have the banquet room reserved for a luncheon for NYCA Corporation on the 2nd of December. May I have your name and contact information?
Sure. I'm Jeff McQuillan. And my number is 323-555-6840, extension 42.
Thanks, Mr. McQuillan. I'll give you a call a week in advance to confirm the arrangements.
Sounds good. Thanks for your help.
Thank you for choosing Bruno's. We look forward to seeing you on the 2nd.
We learn in this podcast about making plans at a restaurant for a business lunch. The expression we use in the title is luncheon, L-U-N-C-H-E-O-N. And luncheon is just another word for lunch, but it implies something more formal, often for a business reason. The reason for this particular business luncheon is that one of my coworkers, Betty, was retiring this month. To retire means that you are leaving your job. Usually you retire when you are in the United States, 64 or 65 years old. I was put in charge of planning a retirement luncheon. To be put in charge means that you are the person who will organize. You are the leader of that particular task or thing you have to do. Now, the lunch is in Betty's honor, in her honor, which means it's for her. It's something we're doing especially for her. We use that expression, in your honor, or in his honor, to mean that it's a special event that we are doing to honor or to thank this person. The company is going to be picking up the tab. To pick up the tab means to pay for. It's a somewhat informal expression, to pay for. The tab, T-A-B, is another word for the bill or the check. So you can ask, for example, who's picking up the tab? It means who is paying for this, not just in a restaurant, but for any sort of project. I said that it was up to me to set a day and time. The expression, it is up to you or it is up to me, means it's my decision. I'm the one who has to choose. So, for example, if you were saying to your wife or husband, do you want to go to a movie or do you want to go to a play? And they said to you, it's up to you, or simply, up to you. That would mean they want you to pick. That usually is what happens in my house. I said that I had to find out what the availability was of the people in my department at work. The availability means whether they can go on a certain time or date. I then called the restaurant to make a reservation. A reservation, of course, is when you call a restaurant or hotel or airline and say, I want to use your service at a certain date and time. The woman answered the phone with the name of the restaurant, Bruno's. I told the woman that we wanted to hold a business lunch at the restaurant. To hold a lunch just means to have a lunch. We sometimes use that verb for events or activities. Where is the reception being held? Means where is the reception going to be? What is the location of the reception or the party? The woman answering the phone introduced herself as the manager or the boss of the restaurant, and she asked me, how many will be in your party? How many will there be in your party? Party here doesn't mean a celebration. Party just means group or the number of people in your group. So when someone says, how many in your party, which is a very common question at a restaurant, they're asking you how many people are in your group. How big of a table do you need? Now, in my case, I needed 18 seats or 18 places. I had a big party. And so the manager told me, well, for a party that size, meaning that big, we have a separate banquet room in the back. A banquet room in a restaurant is a private room, a separate room, where people can have events and parties and not interfere with the rest of the restaurant, those people who are not in the party. It's a separate room. A banquet is just another word for a very formal, very nice meal with lots of different food. I asked if there was an extra charge to reserve the room, meaning is it going to cost more money? Charge is here really refers to whether they're going to charge me more money, whether they're going to tell me I have to pay more money. The woman said there was no extra charge if I could guarantee at least 15 guests. To guarantee as a verb means to promise, to say to someone, yes, that will happen, or I will do that. A guarantee as a noun is a promise that you make to someone. We also use that word guarantee for something that you buy, maybe a computer or a television, and they'll sometimes say, this is guaranteed, meaning if there's something wrong with it, we will fix it or take it back. I then make a reservation for the 2nd of December, and I tell the manager that we want to bring a cake for the guest of honor. The guest of honor is when you have a dinner, a meal, a lunch, and you are thanking someone, or you are honoring or telling this person that they've done a good job. The person that you are having the lunch for is called the guest of honor. I also ask if I can bring some bottles of champagne in the restaurant. And the manager says yes, but there's a corkage fee. A corkage fee, C-O-R-K-A-G-E. When you have a bottle of wine or champagne, there's a little thing at the top of the bottle that is like the cap or the top that keeps the wine in the bottle. We call that a cork. Cork is a type of material. And corkage fee means that, in this case, they charge you for each bottle of champagne or wine that you bring in that you don't buy at the restaurant. Some restaurants have corkage fees. In some restaurants, you can't bring in wine or alcohol even by paying an extra amount of money. I say to the woman, that's fine, meaning that's okay, I agree. And the woman, the manager, repeats back my information. She gives my telephone number with the area code first. In the United States, each different region has its own area code. I live in area code 310. There are many area codes in Los Angeles, depending on where you live. And the regular or local telephone number has 7 digits. I also give my extension, meaning at my work, if you call that number, you have to dial in or ask for phone number 42, extension 42. The woman tells me that she will call me a week in advance to confirm the arrangements. In advance just means before. So if I say to you, let's meet in February of next year, I'll call you a week in advance of our meeting. I mean, I'm going to call that person 7 days before we are actually going to have our meeting. Arrangements just means the agreement, the information that I gave the manager. The arrangements for something are the details, the information that you need in order to do what you're going to do. We often talk about arrangements at a restaurant or arrangements for a meeting means the person who's taking or the actual things that you have to do in order to have the meeting or the lunch. I say to the manager, sounds good, meaning that is okay with me, that everything is agreeable to me. Now let's listen to the dialogue, this time at a native rate of speech. One of my coworkers, Betty, was retiring this month after working for the company 23 years. I was put in charge of planning a retirement lunch in her honor at a restaurant nearby. The company was picking up the tab, and it was up to me to set a day and time. After asking people in the department and finding out their availability, I called the restaurant to make a reservation.
Bruno's.
Hi, I'm calling from NICA Corporation. We'd like to hold a business lunch at the restaurant.
Oh, certainly. I'm Linda, the manager. I can help you with that. How many will there be in your party?
There will be about 18 people.
Okay. For a party that size, we have a separate banquet room in the back.
Is there an extra charge to reserve the room?
No. As long as you can guarantee at least 15 guests, there's no extra charge.
That's great. I'd like to go ahead and reserve the room then for Friday, December 2nd at around noon. This is a retirement party, and we'd like to bring a cake for the guest of honor and some bottles of champagne. Will that be acceptable?
The cake is no problem at all, but we do charge a corkage fee of $15 a bottle for any alcohol not purchased from the restaurant.
Oh, that's fine.
Great. I have the banquet room reserved for a luncheon for NICA Corporation on the 2nd of December. May I have your name and contact information?
Sure. I'm Jeff McQuillan, and my number is 323-555-6840, extension 42.
Thanks, Mr. McQuillan. I'll give you a call a week in advance to confirm the arrangements.
Sounds good. Thanks for your help.
Thank you for choosing Bruno's. We look forward to seeing you on the 2nd.
Be sure to visit our website at www.eslpod.com. Remember our other podcast, the TOEFL podcast. You can find that at TOEFL, TOEFLPOD.com. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.